The Browns' 0-16 parade this past weekend drew a lot of criticism. In a Cleveland Plain Dealer column last week, our commentator Terry Pluto called the event marking the team's winless season a zero. But he since changed his mind, and he joins me. Terry, why did you initially think the parade was a bad idea?
Because I think it would have made Cleveland a national joke. You know, here are these people, they're parading after they couldn't win a game. And in fact, they probably would have been better off calling the parade a protest. I just thought it was going to play badly. And frankly, I didn't know why anybody would want to go out there and walk around a stadium when it's 5 degrees below zero wind chill. But I guess about 3,000 people did. Here's what struck me. You know, people think like this is going to get Jimmy Haslam's attention, the owner. No, it's not. Jimmy Haslam really does want to win. Jimmy Haslam has no clue how to win. Here's what I liked. Some of the players got onto Twitter and started complaining about it.
I saw that.
You know, Kristen Kirchy said, well, don't cheer for us when we start to win if you're doing this to us now.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel Ogba just said the parade's an embarrassment. It was embarrassing enough to go 1-16. He's a defensive end. Of course, my thought with Emmanuel Ogba was, well, if you'd have won a game, it might not be so embarrassing.
Right.
I mean, you can really get down to it. By the way, these are all pretty good guys. And the third guy, Danny Shelton, tweeted out, well, free agents who could possibly come to Cleveland will see the parade and not want to come.
Yeah.
And I said, no, they won't want to come because they were 0-16 and 1-31 the last 2 years.
Okay, so it's not about the parade. It's
right.
About the team.
It goes back to 1-15, 0-16, 1-31, or even if you want to go over the last 3 years, they've won 4 games.
Okay.
And they've lost 44. But I do like the fact that they responded, a little bit of anger, because we were talking about, some of us in the media, like the last 4 or 5 games, do these guys even care if they go 0-16 or not? I'm not exactly every player, but some. Because it seemed like a year ago, where they won the 15th game of the season, they were really determined not to go 0-16. I did not see that same resolve this time around. Whether they were just so beaten down by all the losses, I'm not sure. So that was good to see some fire. And then another thought, and this isn't original, but I've heard a couple other people mention it, and I like it. Kristen Kirksey was one of the leaders of the players who knelt down during the national anthem. And he asked people to, you know, honor their protest. Now, I'm going to leave the debate on whether you felt that was the right way to protest or not, or what they were protesting aside. But he asked people to, in effect, honor the integrity of what we wanted to do. Well, okay. Mr. Kirksey actually works both ways. You know, the fans were expressing themselves on an issue that
matters to them.
Because many of them spend thousands of dollars each year to watch the Browns. Most of those people were season ticket holders.
Yeah.
So you could say, well, one's about a social issue, one's about a sports issue. Regardless, you know, if you want to roll the, quote, respect word into it, well, it does cut both ways.
Yeah.
Truthfully, the players should have stayed out of this.
Yeah, because it's not about the players.
It really wasn't. But the fact they got in, and I thought, okay, good. So, you know what? They have a thing in the NFL called a challenge. They throw the red flag out. Then the head official goes under the tent and looks at the camera, and they rule whether they're going to change the play or not. So upon further review, the parade wasn't all that bad because it actually brought some life out of these players who I wondered if they were just, you know, emotionally dead after going 0-16.
Okay, you have reversed your decision on the
parade. I have indeed.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about how the Browns got frozen out of a deal for one of the league's most promising quarterbacks.